This a good one.
Mm-hmm.
You just leave it alone.
Nope. Nope. Nope.
Let it ride.
Now, I texted Gino Toretta during the commercial break. He said, I said, do you eat Chex Mix? He said, if I have to, the chocolate one is really good. Then he says, only the little round brown pieces of bread are good in Chex Mix, which are the Gardettos, which are the best. Gardettos is an underrated snack.
Those are the crusty baby breads?
Like the little, I don't think they're rye breads, but they're like brown.
It's like a crouton?
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're like flat, though. Bag of Gardettos.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Not great, Bob. No, they're delicious. I love those, man.
And then think about that. You got to cover something in chocolate to eat it.
Well, I wouldn't eat chocolate Chex Mix because I don't want the salty sweet thing. Some people like that.
Yeah.
I just saw at Publix the other day. They've got chocolate covered Ritz crackers.
Ugh. Ugh. That's nasty.
I just don't like how. What do you eat one? Like, you can't sit there and eat a bunch of them. So, hey, I'm gonna have one Ritz cracker. Like, I don't know. It just doesn't add up to me.
My wife does the peanut and the popcorn.
Oh, like the
M&M's and the popcorn.
Yeah, the salty sweet mix. I don't like that.
I'm not a fan.
I don't like that. Somebody texts in, I must love listening to you guys. I could literally listen to you fellas discuss Bugles and Chex Mix for 4 hours. Well, that's good because we did that today.
Well, first we annoyed Brady, and then we got on Chex Mix.
Ooh, I ran Brady Quinn hot.
Every time.
5 o'clock hour on Hockman and Crowder, presented by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. We love Funky Buddha Brewery.
You know what? What does it say about a snack when it's always at a bar? You got to be drunk to eat it.
No, I think it means it's universally beloved.
No.
Oh, well, let's put out stuff that people don't like. That'll bring them back.
No, because you eat it and it holds its moisture.
I'm sorry, what?
I don't have your back there, Crowder. I don't know what you said.
I don't get it.
Spray him with my Lysol.
Stop spraying that damn Lysol. Well, spray it more. I don't want to get sick. Thank you. Not on me.
Hey, man, you need it.
Bro, you bathe yourself in hand sanitizer.
I know,
what's a little
man.
Lysol spray going to do to you?
That's why I have pretty skin, man. You ever seen any blemishes on this face?
A lot of germs.
Wipe your face down. That's a life, what's it called, life hack? Wash your face in hand sanitizer 4 or 5 times a day. You'll
Maybe
never
that's
get
why
a
you're getting pink eye all the time.
Pink nothing. That's what stopped me from getting pink eye.
Pink nothing.
You put some chocolate on a pink eye and I eat it.
I asked Crowder at the beginning of the show, and I know a lot of people aren't listening at 5 o'clock. They're listening at 2 o'clock. But I came out of the box with, if Ryan Tannehill had been the quarterback, had he been healthy for the entire season, he'd been the quarterback for all 10 Miami Dolphins games, would they still be 5-5? Your initial answer was yes.
Yeah.
You've since moved off it a little bit and said, well, maybe they'd be 6-4.
In big picture, I went and looked back and started looking. When we looked into it, I think that Ryan Tannehill moves the bar 2 games. So if we were 8-8 with Brock, we would be 10-6 with Tannehill. Or if we're 6-10 with Brock, we'd be 8-8 with Tannehill. I really do believe that.
I have a tough time believing that this team is any different with Ryan Tannehill.
Brock hasn't thrown a touchdown in 3 games.
Well,
he hasn't scored a touchdown.
That's fair.
He hasn't scored a touchdown in 9 quarters. He hasn't thrown one in 3 full games. I don't think Tannehill's that bad. I think Brock is hands down a worse quarterback than Ryan Tannehill.
Well, I do think he's worse. But I don't think he's markedly worse.
Yeah, it's not by much.
Which was my point at the beginning of the show, which is if Brock Osweiler, who's very pedestrian, is not markedly worse than Ryan Tannehill, then you've got your answer about Ryan Tannehill. You've got a pretty average quarterback.
Yeah. This was supposed to be his year. You got me. This was a year ago today. This was my turn to argue.
Dude, 4 years ago, we kept saying the same thing. It's Ryan Tannehill's year. It's always his year.
I'm telling you, because I do see this analogy. I say it every day, but there's an analogy to be made with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Because don't you think that there are fans saying next year, Jameis, like this is a weird year, and Ryan Fitzpatrick balled out, but Jameis wasn't there for the first three. Like, there's always some context So yeah. Next year, yeah, Jameis, this is his year. And then all of a sudden, they'll be 5 years in, 6 years in. It's the same thing.
And now we're seven.
Got to be done with them if you're a Dolphins fan. Like, and I don't mean that in an angry fashion or a negative fashion. I'm just saying, like, you've got to be moving on now. Time to be moving on.
And if he's not bad enough that if you bring in somebody, especially a young guy, he's just going to flat out take Tannehill's job. Do you think Tannehill can be with the Dolphins and not start? Minus the money. I know he's up to make $26
million.
Do
I think?
Could we figure out a way, take a pay cut? We'd have to work the numbers. I'd take the money out of it. Could Tannehill be here as a backup and be good? Because I think he'd be a hell of a backup. Whoever gets Tannehill next year to be a backup is going to have a hell of a backup.
That, I would say, is, you know, I don't see how that happens. I don't know how you could be starting quarterback for seven seasons and then just accept a backup role. But that would be, yeah, I would have no problem with that.
It can't happen. So, to that point, and I've said it, and I don't know if I'm that far off, but you can see my structure. Teddy Bridgewater's your starter. Will Greer's your backup. And then you have Luke Falk or one of these other young guys in third string. I have no problem with that next year.
Will Greer?
Yeah, from University of West Virginia.
You went and got Will Greer?
Yes, or drafted Herbert, something
I'm
like
saying,
that.
Okay.
Yeah, like go draft a quarterback first round, bring in a Teddy Bridgewater, bring in one of these old vet guys. You know what? I don't even know if you want to do this, but keep Brock.
No.
Don't keep Brock?
Well, I mean, for what?
Just I don't want to go draft that guy and just throw him in. I'm not a.
Oh my God! You want to have the Jay Cutler year all over again?
But that's why I said Teddy. Have a vet. That
well, that's
knows
not, yeah. I'm with Teddy Bridgewater because there's a vet that could actually, like, he's not a vet, and you still don't know what his ceiling is.
You know what's getting me, honestly? Patrick Mahomes. That's what's messing up my mind right now.
Because you got to find him.
You get that old guy that can do it. You bring in that young first rounder, and then you develop him. You put him in the second.
It's
year.
It's
kind of
what Baltimore's
crazy.
Doing, right, with Joe Flacco and Lamar Jackson.
I want that structure, and I know that Alex Smith was there for years, and Joe Flacco's won Super Bowls there. So that dynamic isn't what the Dolphins have. But what KC did and what the Baltimore Ravens are doing right now, I like that structure. That's how I want my quarterback room structured.
Somebody texts in, I'm in Tampa. They are over Jameis here.
Yeah.
I can speak from experience. You should be.
And Jameis has off-the-field stuff, too. I'm a Bucs fan.
Detroit's got to be over Matt Stafford, right? Or are they over Matt Patricia? Where do you think their anger in Detroit right now is placed? More on Matt Stafford or Matt Patricia?
Stafford.
Really? I say Patricia.
I kind of feel like you bring in a coach and there's a lot of Belichick disciples have failed. And Matt Patricia would be, you know, the next in a line of those. But like you bring in a coach and you are just awful.
Yeah, maybe the Patriots at home. They got some wins.
Two or three?
They beat the Dolphins?
Yeah.
What's that?
What are the Lions? They're in
that
mid range.
They've got three wins.
Three and six, I think.
They're terrible.
Can't blame that on Stafford, though.
I mean, he's your quarterback. He's your $100 million quarterback.
And you're putting him in the same boat as Tannehill and Brock Osweiler? I don't know if Stafford, you know.
I'm just saying he's never delivered for Detroit. He's never delivered. Like, I could give you all the arguments as to why Ryan Tannehill's a good quarterback in the NFL. Because I can look at other teams and say, is Ryan Tannehill better than him, better than them? But I think at some point, you just go, has he delivered for you? Matt Stafford has not delivered for Detroit. What did we find out yesterday, Falero? Three playoff appearances?
Three playoff appearances, yeah.
So he's delivered the playoffs three times. That's more delivering than Ryan Tannehill.
Pro Bowler? Comeback player of the year?
No, Matt Stafford's had, but he hasn't delivered anything beyond.
To the city. I see what you're saying. He has numbers, but hasn't.
Ryan Tannehill certainly hasn't for Miami.
No. Stafford's in a better situation, but I would say they're not fighting for either of those. They might be more mad at Patricia, but they're not fighting for Matt Stafford either.
Right.
Nah, okay.
We've seen it.
Yeah.
What about Hurricanes fans? Are Hurricanes fans more angry at who, the quarterback situation or Mark Richt or all the angers towards Mark Richt, huh?
Yeah, that's an easy answer. They're tired of Richt. Not tired to a point. I don't think everybody's tired to a point of getting rid of him, but it's time to figure it out, Mark.
By the way, Aronde Gadsden just texted me. I said, do you eat Chex Mix? He wrote, during Christmas time, the bold kind.
Come on.
What?
That's not a yes.
That he just said that's yes like, during Christmas.
I eat turkey during Thanksgiving. I don't love turkey.
Who doesn't love turkey?
Nobody loves turkey. How much turkey did you have last week?
I probably had a turkey sandwich, you know.
Really?
I probably did.
Oh, yeah, man.
You don't like turkey?
Thanksgiving.
Get out of here.
You eat turkey year round?
I love a turkey sandwich.
Man, cheese sandwich.
Man, I need that yard bird in me. That chicken gets me.
Really?
If I have a chance to get chicken or turkey, turkey's dry. Ugh.
But like sliced turkey, like a sliced deli meat?
I'm not a big cold cut guy. I like meat. I like meat on bones.
Man, I love a turkey sub, Swiss cheese, ooh, heavy on the mayo.
Toasted bread?
I like meat the
no,
way.
No, toasted bread.
The way it comes off of the animal.
You don't like turkey?
Cold cut?
Mm-mm. Well, just any turkey. Like you wouldn't order like shaved turkey, turkey off the bone. I would get that over chicken,
dry.
I think.
Over chicken?
A turkey leg?
No, that's the craziest thing in the world to
you
me.
Don't
when
like
they
turkey
sort of,
legs?
I've never had one of those.
Really?
At like an amusement park where people
delicious.
Walk around with a turkey leg.
It's nasty
that doesn't
to
seem
me.
Appealing. It's always hot wherever you are. That doesn't seem appealing.
Holding delicious. A big ass leg, you're holding it with your hand. I don't like it.
I don't like it. What do we have here?
You eat a lot of cold cuts as a
look at that.
Up?
Tree I just do. Handed me that Chiefs Rams game, that Monday night game, has been moved from Mexico City to Los Angeles. Due to field conditions. Yeah. Did you see the overhead picture of that field that they were going to play on next Monday night?
No, you talked about it.
It was
I haven't seen it.
Unbelievable. Wow. So they are moving it. Okay, so that game in Mexico City has been moved back to Los Angeles. Because I saw something on Twitter that said players were saying that they're not going to play. Even if the league says it's okay to play, they were saying we're not going to risk our careers on this field.
If NFL money can't fix it, that's bad.
And that's a bad condition on that field.
NFL got some bread.
Randall Hill, we'll talk Hurricanes. Randall Thrill Hill is going to join us in the next segment. Now, Randall Thrill Hill, very passionate, wears that Hurricane logo on his sleeve.
Prideful, too.
Prideful Miami Hurricane. He was there during the heyday, my wheelhouse. Randall Thrill Hill. We haven't spoken with him in a while. Obviously, Hurricanes are mired in a four-game losing streak. I'm sure he'll bring the heat. Yeah. Randall Thrill Hill next. Radio.com. Radio.com. Are you ready?
I am.
Because I honestly, I do not know what to expect here. I haven't talked with Thrill since this four-game losing streak. And I'm talking about on-air or off, because sometimes we'll talk off-air. I have not talked, so I don't know if he's cranking mad against Mark Richt. If he... Hey, Thrill could be one of those guys that says, look... This is all part of a process of getting back to where you want to be. No worries, nothing to see here.
Circle the wagons.
Circle the wagons.
Either we got to go. Got to go either way now. I thought, you know what?
What way do you think he's going to go?
Circle the wagons.
I disagree.
Circle the wagons. My man Thrill.
All right, let me do this. We'll go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Randall Thrill Hill, one of the legendary names in Miami Hurricanes history. Where are you on the Miami Hurricanes? Because you and I really have not talked.
This is not no circle the wagons. I'm more like a sniper. I don't believe in circling the wagons. Listen, you can circle the wagons if... you see things progressively getting better. But you can't circle the wagons if you see things progressively getting worse. Let me start off and let me say this. Before I start getting upset, like I have on every other show there at 2 a.m., I think that's why you guys were afraid to have me on, or they probably said, oh, don't bring him on. But listen, let me try to talk educationally. The clear-cut definition of insanity is to constantly or continuously do the same thing over and over and over again and expect a different result. So, if you think that continuously calling plays the way you call them and think it's going to change, you're crazy. If you think that you're going to prepare the same way and think that you're going to start winning games, you're crazy. If you think that people in South Florida and 305 who support the University of Miami are going to continue to support them and throw all their money into it and buy tickets and you giving them the same product, you are crazy.
So you're speaking on more of a micro level here, Thrill. Like you're talking specifically about Mark Richt and the play calling, it sounds like.
No, I'm talking about the whole thing. It's the whole thing. When you talk about a product, the product is what the University of Miami is putting out right now. Okay, and then when you start reading because of what is going on, when you start reading about recruits decommitting and going elsewhere, okay, continue to do what you're doing, and you think things are going to get better? Okay, that's a clear-cut sign of insanity. You can't think that you're going to go out and lose 3 or 4 games in a row. Listen, it's hard enough to win 9 games in a row and get fans to come out and spend money in South Florida. There's too many other things to do. So continuously do the same thing and see what happens. See where it goes. But, you know, but then you have to take a step back and look at it. Well, maybe they care, maybe they don't care. Who knows? Because they're in the ACC, and when you're in a conference like that, regardless of if you go to a bowl game, you're going to make money anyway. You're going to get some money. You're going to get revenue anyway because the conference splits money throughout with the different teams in the conference. So, who knows? And then don't forget, the basketball team does fairly well. And all you got to do really is get the basketball team into the NCAA tournament. Because contrary to pop belief, for the most part, the NCAA tournament makes just as amount of money of doing the NCAA tournament than football does all year. So, they'll be okay. Think about it.
And Thrill, talking about that, where you're talking about the more the schematic side of it or the handling of it, where I wanted to ask you, when you look at the offense, especially size, man, the Virginia 13 points, Boston College 14, Duke 12 points. I haven't seen UM offense score 12 points in a long time. Is it the players or is it the play calling? As you look at it, bro, you're a very talented offensive player, great receiver. Like, can you call out the plays offensively? Is this offense as simple as people want to act like it is?
Listen. You touched on a few very good points. It's a little bit of everything. Okay, do the players have enough leeway to change the play and make the calls at the line of scrimmage? I don't know. I'm not there. I'm not in the meetings, and they're not inviting me to the meetings. But with that being said, you have to be a student of the game. Now, if the quarterback and the offense are being restricted, then that's one thing. If they have a certain amount of players that they call, it doesn't make any sense. But the sad thing is, nothing has changed. Nothing is being changed. So again, I've seen this story before. I've seen this story once or twice before in the University of Miami history. Nothing changes until it hits rock bottom. Nothing changes until you start having people spend money. Instead of spending money on the university, they're spending money on banners flying airplane banners across the stadium. It doesn't happen until it hits rock bottom. But, you know, again, it could be fixed. It could be changed. But only thing that's happening right now is you're putting the University of Miami, you're putting the heart and soul of South Florida. Listen, so goes University of Miami, so goes South Florida when it comes to a lot of the revenue, when it comes to a lot of camaraderie, when it comes to a lot of what kept the cohesiveness of a very diverse community together. And when you're not winning games and when you're not having something to really celebrate about with the University of Miami, it causes a problem. It's a hiccup in the system. It's a hiccup in the tranquility of South Florida. It's embarrassing when I got to go to a stadium, meaning the very first game, and I'm walking out of the stadium I'm walking away from my seat around about halftime, and people are laughing at me. They're laughing at me because of the colors I got on. That's embarrassing. How the hell do you think I feel when I'm sitting there and I'm giving my blood, sweat, and tears to this university, and I got to walk out with my head down wearing the colors that I helped build? How do you think my grandmother, who's trying to turn over her grave, who served the young adults in the cafeteria at the University of Miami? How do you think all my relatives feel who got their master's degrees there at the University of Miami? Hell, my wife's name is engraved on the wall at the University of Miami. How do you think we all feel? You don't have anybody that comes on this show that has more of a legacy than I do at the University of Miami. That is a fact. If you can bring somebody on who you think has more of a legacy when it comes to family and when it comes to here and in South Florida than I do, then you let me know. It's embarrassing. And you know, and when I step out and say, "Hey, Randy, what's wrong with the University of Miami? What's going?" Well, I don't have any say so because I don't know what's going on, and all I say is shame on them.
So Channing, you were guessing he was going to circle the wagons?
I thought he was going to circle the wagons.
Randall Thrill Hill is with us, a very distraught Randall Thrill Hill, and I understand it being a Hurricane graduate, but do you think...
No, you can't.
Well,
you can't understand.
Listen, I have a legacy there too, Thrill. I once donated $100 to the campus radio station a few years ago.
$100, Thrill.
$100. And, you know, I think I got a couple of 45s or 12-inch singles that I left there back in 88.
Listen, half of them buildings were built because of what we did in the 80s and 90s.
You and I.
Half of those buildings. Yeah, you included. You sold fruit cups. Half of those buildings were built because of what we did.
Don't get mad at me, now, Thrill. I'm on your side.
You sold fruit cups.
Man, listen.
I don't even know how to respond to it.
Hey, listen, I almost, love you to death. You know it. We chat off air. We go back and forth. I almost said, nah, bro, you know what? And I'm being honest. I can't do it. Because I really, and right now, I'm literally restraining myself because of some of the things I really want to say. I know you guys got the dump button. You guys would have dumped my butt a long time ago for some of the stuff I really want to say. But a lot of the things I'm going to still keep in house. Until they make those changes, I'm going to give them an opportunity to make those changes. Then I'm going to start relinquishing some of the stuff that I do know about.
But Thrill.
Go ahead.
I'm going to say, because there's a lot of problems. I agree with you, bro, and I see your frustration, but all problems, or most problems, I say, are fixable. What's the answer? What's Thrill's answer?
Change what's going on offense. Change what's going on defense. Change what's going on special teams. Change what planes you're flying. Make sure everybody moves. Don't stay in the same room that they live in whatever dorm they live in. Don't stay in the same hotels. If they got a couple of practice fields over there. If the offense practice on the left side and the defense practice on the right side, flip that. Put the defense on the left and put the offense on the right. Change everything. If they're practicing in white jerseys if the offensive president white jersey, make him put on black jersey. Change the whole damn thing.
So you're saying, from the bottom up, everything needs to be redone.
If it needs to be adjusted. Listen, if they're eating red meat on Tuesday, make them eat fish on Tuesday. If they're eating chicken on Wednesday, make them eat red meat on Wednesday. You got to do. Listen, if you don't change something, then you could continue to fall the same way. But if you continue to do the same thing and think there's going to be a different result, you are crazy.
Are you upset with Mark Richt personally as head coach?
Love Mark Richt to death. He's part of the University of Miami family. Only thing I'm saying is make some changes. Make some changes. What changes are you going to make? I mean, yeah, you could probably keep it in house, but you haven't changed anything. And you think the results are going to change? I tell you what, ask Al Golden, how did that go for him? Ask Randy, how did that go for him? You can't continuously do the same thing and think that there's going to be a different result. You are crazy.
But to his defense, I'll say he did make the changes because he was, you know, switching the quarterbacks in and out when the offense wasn't producing, putting Malik in, splitting with him and Nicosia. He was trying to shake it up, to his defense.
Okay. Okay. Do you really want to go there? Do you really want to go there?
I got you, Thrill. I saw it.
Okay. All right. Here we go. All right, so if you're going to make a change, you know what? Stay with it and see what happens. Don't keep going back and forth. Because I don't think that this particular program right now is mature enough to have a two-quarterback system. Give me a break. You still want me to go there, bro? You still want me to continue with that?
Yeah.
Come on now.
But the thing is,
I do this for a living now. You're going to lose, Crowder. I do this for a living, bro.
Could you beat Crowder in a fight right now, Thrill?
In a fight? Yeah, man.
Oh, Lord.
Okay, here we go.
Right now, as mad as I am.
You know what, Crowder? You sell fruit cups.
Listen, Mark, love you to death, Crowder. I really almost said, no, I can't do it. Because I am doing everything I can to restrain myself for the frustration that has been. Do you know what my text messages read when I come from people? Do you know what my email reads when coming from fans of the University of Miami? It ain't positive. How mad are you to be positive? Everybody wants to ask me, what are we going to do? I said, well, I can't really even say we anymore because half of the players who actually started this, they're not even really acquainted with the program anymore. It's only certain players that they really have around the program, and those are players who were there when the athletic director was there as assistant athletic director. You don't really have too many, or if you have given a lot of money back to the University of Miami, those are the players that they keep around. I mean, come on. You know what? I'm going to stop right there because I don't want to continue to go because I'll tell you some things. I tell you what, let things continue to go the way they will. I guarantee you, the athletic director, somebody calls me and say, hey, Randall, please, please, please tone it down. We don't want you to hurt the program. I ain't trying to hurt the program. Make the right changes. Do the right thing for the community first and do the right thing for the University of Miami and the players. When I'm reading on a consistent basis about quality athletes who are decommitting, oh, then now next year is going to be like, oh, well, we don't have the right athletes. Yeah, okay, all right. Why they got to decommitted because of what's going on?
But, through as you say, do the right thing, can Mark Richt still do the right thing in his fourth, fifth, sixth year? Or is he I want to say, because like you said, there's a lot going on. Is he a bigger part of the problem?
All right, you get 3 to 4 years. You know this, everybody who's listening to this, you get 3 to 4 years to show significant changes all the way across the board before people want your head on a platter. Okay, let me ask you guys this question. What year are we in right now?
It's 3.
Okay. We're in Mark Richt's year 3.
Okay, so we got one more year, right?
Yeah.
Three, four years, right?
Yes. Sure, okay.
Are you scared?
I'm rattled.
Why are you scared,
I don't know what happened here with Thrill Hill.
You think he's in the parking lot?
No, I'm not scared. Okay. I'm scared for you. He's kicking your ass, not mine.
Not with that tie on.
Listen, we going to give him another year to make the right changes. Yeah, just, you know, but at what point do you say enough's enough? Am I at that point right now? No, I'm not necessarily at that point right now. No, and I'm pretty sure.
Boy, what's it going to sound like when you get to that point?
I'm pretty sure the next time I put in for game tickets, they're probably going to lose mine like they've done before. They'll probably lose mine or they'll, we don't have any tickets for you. It's happened to me before. But see, the people who also count are the fans because those fans also came to my rescue and said, hey, no, we got you covered, Thrill. We got you covered. You come sit with us. It's happened before. We'll see what happens from this point forward. Let's see what changes are going to be made. Now, if you see the same thing happening and occurring next year, any moron can tell you. I will say this again. Let me slow down. Let me take a deep breath so everybody understands exactly what I'm saying. Any moron will be able to understand that if you don't make the proper changes and you think you're going to get a different result, that is the clear definition of insanity.
Somebody texts in, please keep him on all day. I had to pull over so I wouldn't pee my pants. Somebody else texts in, what? I'd like to hear him review bad movies and unpleasant restaurant experiences, which I think I'd like to hear as well. The chicken was dry! How do you think I feel when the chicken comes out, it's dry? I got my family here. Everybody wants moist chicken. We got dried chicken.
Well,
I'm paraphrasing Thrill.
Look at me as your 21st century James Evans. That's me. 21st century James Evans. Listen, I'm going to say this because I know you guys are probably pushing up against
me. Yeah, we got to go.
Well, I know how it goes. Well, I'm not done yet, so you ain't gone yet. So here's the deal. I speak this way out of love for the University of Miami. I speak this way out of the love for South Florida. I speak this way because, listen, New York is a great place. It ain't South Florida. It ain't Miami. L.A. is a great place. It ain't Miami, Florida. And the thing that got one of the institutions that got South Florida more recognized was the University of Miami. And when you take that away, it causes a hiccup in the whole system. Let's fix what's going on so that we don't have any hiccups in South Florida and in the 305, which everyone loves the University of Miami and supports the University of Miami. Y'all have a good day.
I gotta have one more, man, because the tech machine blowing up, and it was on my mind too, Thrill. I don't need you to reveal, because you kind of hit on it, that there's some deeper stuff. There's some inside scoop on the U. Can that inside stuff be fixed? We know what's going on with the offense not scoring. We see the outside.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Can the inside stuff be fixed?
It can be fixed, and if it's not fixed, hopefully by next year, we'll talk about it. But we're going to talk about it because, you know, what can they do? What can they do to me? Nothing. I'm already in all the fame there.
I don't know, Thrill. Mark Rick, a big old dude now. Mark Rick about 6'1".
Okay, don't forget. I am them. We are they. I'm a figment of your imagination and dismissed as so. Listen, I'm a man in black. As a matter of fact, I got on a black cashmere overcoat today because it's cold as hell where I am.
Where are you?
All right.
He can't tell you,
I
man.
I know.
What is wrong with Shannon? Do me a favor. Please cross there and grab him by the throat for me, please.
Bro, I done talked to HR 10 times about touching him. They won't let me touch him.
All I can say is, as Randall Thrill James Evans Jr. Hill leaves us, Thrill, damn.
Listen, real quick, and then I'm going to go. I love South Florida. I love the people of South Florida. I love Miami. There's no other place that I would rather be. And I love what the University of Miami has done for South Florida. Let's get it back to way it needs to be at all costs. And I'll leave you guys with that. Thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it. Let me go take my blood pressure medicine because my blood pressure is off the roof.
All right. Go get like a chai tea or something.
Woosa.
He's gone.
So no wagons were circled, huh?
I don't know what happened. I'm selling fruit cups. He's kicking your ass. I don't know. Does anyone know what happened there? You guessed circled the wagons.
I thought he was circling the wagons.
This dude.
He was knocking the wagon tires off.
Holy moly. All right, give me a break.
Give me my fruit cup.
Give everybody a break.